Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to shape a breakdown in Ableton Live 12 using resampling workflows, and we're doing it the DNB way, fast, focused, and with a lot of tension. A breakdown is basically the breathing space in a drum and bass track. It's the moment where the drums thin out, the bass pressure shifts, and the track starts building anticipation for the drop or the next switch up. In a genre that moves this quickly, contrast is everything. If the drop is all impact, the breakdown is where you create the emotional shape that makes that impact hit even harder. So the goal here is not to make something huge all the time. The goal is to make something intentional, spacious, and alive. And the tool we're using to do that is resampling. That means we're going to take sounds already in the project, record them back into audio, then chop, process, reverse, and arrange them in a more creative way. This is one of those classic DNB workflows that looks simple on paper, but gives you a lot of power in the mix. Instead of stacking endless MIDI tracks and piling on more plugins, you can print a sound, commit to it, and then treat it like raw material. That keeps your session cleaner, and honestly, it often leads to better ideas faster. Let's build a beginner-friendly 8-bar breakdown. Start an arrangement view, and loop a short section before your drop. Keep it simple and clear. Think of the breakdown in sections. In the first couple of bars, you want filtered drums, atmosphere, or a bass tail. In the middle, you reduce the full drum weight and introduce a resampled texture. Near the end, you add a rising element or chopped phrase. And in the final bars, you peak the tension and prepare for the drop. If your project has locators, use them. Mark the breakdown start, the tension point, and the drop point. That tiny bit of organization helps a lot once you start recording audio and making edits. Now choose the source sounds you want to resample. For a beginner setup, you only need 2 to 4 things. A bass phrase, a break or drum texture, an atmosphere or noise layer, and maybe a short impact or vocal chop. That's enough to make something effective without turning the session into a mess. If you already have a drop bass line, duplicate it and make a breakdown version. Simplify it. Remove some of the low-end weight. Leave more space between notes. In drum and bass, the breakdown does not need a constant full-spectrum bass line. In fact, the gaps are part of what makes the return of the sub so powerful later. For your sounds, Ableton stock devices are totally enough. Operator is great for sub or simple bass movement. Analog can give you thicker bass and pad-like motion. Drum rack is useful for break layers. And simpler is perfect for vocal chops or one-shot textures. Now create a new audio track and set the input to resampling. That's the easiest way to get started. Arm the track, and if needed, solo the source you want to capture. Then record a 1 or 2 bar phrase. Don't try to record everything. Just capture the most interesting movement. You want a usable audio shape, not a perfect performance. This is a really important teacher note here. Resample for decisions, not perfection. The whole point is to get something printed quickly, so you can move forward with the arrangement. Once it's audio, you can stop overthinking and start shaping. Before you record, add some movement to the source. This is where the magic starts. On the bass track, try using auto filter. Sweep the cutoff over a few bars so the sound opens up gradually. A good starting point is somewhere around 200 Hz up to a few kilohertz, depending on the vibe. Add a little saturator too, maybe just a few dB of drive, to give the bass some grit and make the resampled version more characterful. If the bass is too wide, use utility to narrow it and keep the low end centered. On a break or texture layer, high-pass it with EQ8 so it doesn't fight the bass. Then use auto pan slowly, with low depth, just to give the texture some movement. A bit of reverb can help too, but don't drown it. You want atmosphere, not mud. On an impact or FX layer, automate the filter cutoff and maybe the reverb size. Add echo, if you want a tail that keeps stretching into the next bar. If you're planning to reverse something later, print the last half bar so you have a nice tail to work with. A useful beginner rule is this: if you automate first, the printed audio already feels designed. Static audio is fine, but movement is what makes the breakdown feel like it's breathing. Now let's build a bass phrase with call and response energy. In drum and bass, your breakdown bass does not need to be massive. It needs to be shaped. Try something simple. Maybe the bass hit on the first beat of bar 1, then leave space, then another short phrase with some filter movement, then a tail or glitch, then a reversed swell leading into the next section. If you're programming MIDI with operator or analog, keep it very minimal. A root note, maybe 1 or 2 movement notes, short note lengths, and lots of breathing room. The space between the notes is part of the groove. Then resample that output. Once you've recorded it, drag the audio into a new track or into simpler if you want to trigger slices. That's where the breakdown starts to become a little more alive. Now chop the resampled audio into useful pieces. Open the clip in clip view and start cutting. You can split it directly in arrangement view too. Reverse one of the early transients and use it as a swell. Trim dead air so the section stays tight. Duplicate a small bass tail and repeat it rhythmically. Leave tiny gaps between the chops if you want more groove. A really solid beginner move is to take a one-bar recording and turn it into 3 to 5 smaller gestures. For example, a bass hit at the start, a reverse texture into the next bar, a couple of stuttered slices, and then a longer rise into the final bar. That gives the listener motion without making the arrangement crowded. And that's a big theme here. One element should feel like the main character for a moment. Then another element takes over. Don't make everything important at the same time. In a breakdown, the ear needs a clear focus. Now let's mix the breakdown so it feels spacious instead of weak. First, manage the low end. High-pass the non-bass elements with EQ8. Keep the real sub under control. Avoid letting reverb cloud the low mids, especially around the 80 to 200 Hz area. If you've got stereo width in the bass resample, collapse it with utility. DNB needs a centered, solid foundation even in the breakdown. If the breakdown feels too loud, don't just pull down the master. That's usually not the answer. Instead, reduce the level of the resampled bass a little, shorten the reverb tails, clean up some low mid buildup around 200 to 500 Hz, and make the drums less dense. The idea is to reduce pressure, not kill energy. A great check is to compare the breakdown and the drop at the same perceived volume. The breakdown should feel smaller in density, not broken in energy. If you can still hear the shape quietly, that's a good sign. If it disappears completely, it may be relying too much on loudness instead of arrangement. Now add transition effects to lead back into the drop. This is where resampling really helps. Use echo for a rhythmic tail. Use reverb for a wash. Use auto filter for a sweep. Reverse an audio clip for that suction effect. Maybe add a noise riser from operator or a simpler texture. You're basically designing the handoff back into the drop. A simple arrangement idea is this. In the last two bars, reduce the break. In the last bar, open the filter more. In the last half bar, add a reversed impact. Then on the final beat, cut almost everything except a short tail. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger when it lands. You can automate the cutoff opening, maybe from a few hundred hertz up to the top end. You can also raise reverb wet amount a bit, then pull the bass volume down by a couple dB in the final bar. Small automation moves like that create a lot of drama. If you want a slightly more advanced move, try two-pass resampling. First, record a cleanish version of the sound. Then run that audio through more effects and resample it again. That's an easy way to add character without building some giant plugin chain. You're basically printing the evolution of the sound in stages. Another useful trick is micro-edit repetition. Take a half bar or 1 beat chunk and repeat it with tiny changes. Reverse one repeat, shorten another, nudge one slightly late. That kind of mechanical pulse works especially well in darker, DNB and neuro-influenced stuff. And don't forget the power of unfinished details. A clip texture, an open tail, a slightly broken phrase, those things can make a breakdown feel human and alive. Perfection is not always the vibe. Sometimes the cool moment is the ugly little glitch after the distortion. As you finish, print a final breakdown layer if you want to keep the project tidy. Name your tracks clearly, like break print, bass resample, or FX tail. Color code audio and MIDI if that helps you stay organized. If a sound is done, freeze or flatten it. Beginner sessions can get cluttered fast, and clutter is the enemy of low-end clarity and fast decision-making. So let's recap the core idea. A strong DNB breakdown is about tension, space, and contrast. Resampling lets you turn simple parts into evolving audio phrases. Use tools like auto filter, saturator, EQ8, utility, echo and reverb to shape movement before you print. Keep the sub centered and controlled. Chop, reverse and stagger printed audio to create momentum. And make sure the breakdown leads cleanly into the drop without overcrowding the mix. If you want a quick practice challenge, spend 15 minutes building a simple 8-bar breakdown with one bass source, one break source, and one atmosphere. Automate the filter, resample a short phrase, chop it into a few pieces, reverse one slice, high pass the atmosphere, and add a final transition wash. Keep it thin in the end, but not empty. That's the workflow. Clean, creative, and very usable in modern drum and bass. Once you start thinking in printed audio and small movement changes, breakdowns get way easier to shape. And honestly, that's when the fun starts.